This is GQDN for a finally Friday, January 10th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent, excellent stuff. And if you do, put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent, excellent, excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some announcements for games launchings and maybe a game that's already out. A rumor speculation got nixed, and there's some games that have been delayed, such as this one. Pure Xbox did say that Ubisoft said that Assassin's Creed Shadows is delayed once again, and it will be delayed until March 2025. Now, there was a press release about this, and that did say, quote, "Following the strategic and execution reviews initiated by the executive committee a few months ago, Ubisoft is taking decisive steps to reshape the group in order to deliver the best-in-class player experiences, enhance operational efficiency, and maximize value creation. Ubisoft announced today that it has appointed leading advisors to review and pursue various transformational strategic and capitalistic options to extract the best value for stakeholders. This process will be overseen by the independent members of the board of directors. Ubisoft will inform the market in accordance with the applicable regulations if and once a transaction materializes." What that means is that they are looking for a buyer. Ubisoft is looking to be bought out. That's where Jason Schreier via Blue Sky did say, quote, "When asked for clarification on Ubisoft's future today during a call with investors, CEO Yves Guillemot wouldn't answer other than saying there are several potential paths to deliver value from Ubisoft's assets and franchises, and they'll inform the market if and when a transaction materializes." Now, back in October, Bloomberg did say that there were plans for a buyout for Assassin's Creed's maker. And Reuters did follow that up with a similar report last month. So, how does that affect Assassin's Creed? We will discuss this tomorrow, I have no doubt, during the weekly show. Now, let's get to some other problems that are going on within the world, basically within the U.S., because Polygon did say that Final Fantasy XIV housing demolition has been delayed on the North American servers because of the LA wildfires. Now, Final Fantasy XIV did previously freeze the auto demolition because of other disasters as well, such as the Japanese floods, Hurricane Michael, COVID-19, so on and so forth. So here's what Square Enix did say, quote, "From all of us at the Final Fantasy XIV development and management team, our hearts go out to those who were affected by the mountain fires that occurred around Los Angeles in North America. It is our sincere hope that recovery is swift, and those of you who are affected will be able to rejoin us in Final Fantasy XIV soon." End quote. For those who want to give, go check out your charities, such as the American Red Cross, and they will show you how to donate if you wish to donate to those that are affected by the fires. But now you know why that's going to be delayed. Well, this one's going to be canceled. According to GamesRadar.com, Notch canceled the Minecraft 2 announcement. That is days before the successor was supposed to be announced. So, the creator, Marcus Notch Persson, did cancel the plans for, quote, Minecraft 2, end quote. So here's what he said in an announcement. "I basically announced Minecraft 2. I thought that maybe people actually do want me to make another game that is super similar to the first one, and I'm loving working on games again," end quote. But he pulled that back because this is after that he sold Minecraft to Mojang for $2.5 billion 10 years ago. But he did get up on Twitter and he said there, quote, "Talk to the fellas at the office. Looks like we're making levers and chests," end quote. But when he was asked about Minecraft 2, all he said was, quote, "You'll have to ask Microsoft about that one," end quote. Now, Notch did open a new studio. It's called BitShift Entertainment, and he went on to make some new games after he left Mojang Studios 10 years ago. So what could he be working on? Well, we'll see later on. Now, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Sleeping Dogs 2 may be done, as in not coming out. Because apparently there has been some more bad news, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net. Now, that's where the actor and filmmaker Donnie Yen did talk to Polygon about the Sleeping Dogs movie, and Donnie did say that the Sleeping Dogs movie has been canceled. Now, Sleeping Dogs did have a positive rating when it came out back in 2012. It was 83 out of 100 on Metacritic for the PlayStation 3 version. And some of the fans did say that maybe the movie would revive interest in the game. Well, once again, Yen did talk to Polygon and said, quote, "I spent a lot of time and did a lot of work with these producers. Even I invested some of my own money into obtaining the drafts of some of the rights. I waited for years and years, and really, I wanted to do it. I have all these visions in my head, and unfortunately, I don't know. You know how Hollywood goes, right? No movie, no game. But let's say you wanted to make one yourself then. Or if you wanted just CPU upgrade, just for the heck of it." A PCGamer.com did say that you can get one, a Ryzen 9 9900X, for $410. Now that's $90 off, and that's up on Newegg.com. And there are some other CPU deals that are out there as well. So if you want a new CPU for your PC, you could definitely look into some of these, such as the AMD Ryzen 5, AMD Ryzen 7, both of 5800X and 5800XT, and the AMD Ryzen 9. Different deals out there. And speaking of tech, Nintendo was out at CES there as well. And according to Nintendo Everything, they said that, the Switch 2 leaks aren't official, where Genki did not have the hardware. Now, Nintendo Everything did get an update from Genki, which is the accessories maker. And the company, Genki, did bring a dummy model to CES25. And they did allow the members that were there to get their hands on it. And Genki did talk to IGN about that, because they said that this is going to be the accessories for the Switch 2 system. But Genki, the company, did change its tune, because they told the publication GameSpark that the Nintendo Switch mock-up was based on the rumored details, and the company did not actually see the system. And Nintendo did actually have a statement of its own, and they were saying that the videos and images that were coming from CES 2025 were not official. So what will they do? We'll have to wait a little bit. And what would you get for it? Gamatsu did say that Parish Studio, Item 42, has announced a first-person shooter called Deficit for PC. And that is a new single-player campaign. A first-person shooter is now in development. This game will be available for Steam, but no release date has been announced. So maybe you can wishlist it. I don't know, I haven't looked yet. The House of Dead 2 will be coming this spring for PlayStation 5 and Xbox One, PlayStation 4 and Switch and PC, and basically all the consoles. It's a remake, so if you want a horror type game, it's going to be there for everybody. It's also going to be on PC for Steam and GOG. So go have some fun with that one. Now we go to ggmania.com because, well, we talked about games that are coming. Well, this one is about here. Getting close anyway. In 19 days, Corradian will be coming to Steam and GOG for $20. This will be an action RPG where you're riding a creature. $20. What could you do? What could you do? We shall see. One last thing. Congratulations to the brilliant Hitman. World of Assassination has reached 75 million players, and that is housed within Hitman 3 via PushSquare.com. And IO Interactive did get up on Twitter and said, quote, 75 million players for Hitman World Assassination. Achieving this as an independent studio is monumental. IOI is more solid than ever, driven by ambition and supported by an incredible community. Thank you. 75 million agents, and well done to all of you, IO Interactive. Now, tomorrow, we'll be talking about quite a few different stories. Some of them we talked about today, some of them we talked about earlier this week. And it'll be on twitch.tv/DonForge. We are back. So long as Gulven is just north of the fires. So until then, this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.